It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
KSL News Time 3:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
Utah's Division of Water Resources wants you to only water your lawn twice a week. They've changed their weekly watering recommendations guide to be an extreme drought watering guide for almost the whole state. I'm KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz.
Second, the Salt Lake County DA has ruled a police shooting in Holiday last summer was legally justified. Eric Pechtold was wounded in the shooting but survived. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
We have a new crash. It's a crash with injuries northbound I-15 right about Burton Lane as you're going from Farmington into Kaysville. Only two right lanes of traffic are currently open and delays are stacking up quickly. This is in addition to the emergency traffic with the closure of SR-39 Ogden Canyon. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Ah, what a great day. Sunshine, only 82. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
A breezy 74 in Salt Lake City now. KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
Attorney General Merrick Garland says Justice Department resources must be redirected to enforce federal laws to protect voting rights. He says at least 14 states have made it harder.
Under the supervision of the Deputy and Associate Attorneys General, the department will implement its responsibility under Presidential Executive Order 14019. Promoting access to voting.
Republicans say it's a matter of election security. Garland did not comment about an investigation into allegations that during former President Trump's administration, the department secretly seized phone data from at least two House Democrats. It reportedly happened as House Democrats were looking into ties between the Trump presidential campaign and Russia. Some of the world's most powerful politicians mixed with Britain's royal family on the sidelines of the G7 summit today.
We are here to announce reopening day in Chicago.
Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot lifting most of the city's COVID-19 restrictions. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. The long-awaited Lin-Manuel Miranda movie In the Heights hits the theaters and HBO Max in time for the weekend. ABC's Jason Nathanson is joining us live. So, Jason, what did you think? Was it worth waiting for?
Yeah, absolutely. I thought it was fantastic. And I didn't really know a whole lot about it, other than the fact that it was from Lin-Manuel Miranda, who made Hamilton, and which is one of my favorite musicals. And I'm not even that big of a musical guy, but I loved Hamilton. And to see this, you see the seeds of where Hamilton came from, because In the Heights came first. It was a 2008 Broadway musical that won the Tony for Best Musical. It was critically acclaimed. Everybody loved it. But a lot of people think that Lin-Manuel Miranda burst onto the scene out of nowhere with Hamilton. So the fact that this came first, and you can see where the speech patterns and the rap and the music and all of that stuff comes from, was fantastic. On top of that, it's a great story about Washington Heights, this neighborhood in Upper Manhattan, where this Latinx community is thinking about dreams and family and their place in the world. I loved everything about it, and especially at this time in the summer, it's fantastic.
You know, I'm going to blow your mind. I was at the Broadway show opening in 2008, and I didn't realize till years later, I thought back, I said, wait a minute, I saw the young, yet-to-be-famous Lin-Manuel Miranda on stage right in front of me, and who knew?
That's fantastic.
Meantime, this show comes out. Is Lin-Manuel Miranda actually in the movie?
Yes, he is. Not in the main role, which he originally was he wrote it for himself and he was originally in there. But Anthony Ramos is the guy who takes over now because it is, over a decade later after Lin-Manuel Miranda wrote it. So he is in there as a character you might recognize. And he's kind of a small part, but he is, fantastic.
Okay, so an opposing point of view. I know Rotten Tomatoes gave it a 97%, but my wife and granddaughter sat down to watch it yesterday, and they shut it off 30 minutes in. Interesting you mentioned that this came long before Hamilton, because they thought it was just Hamilton music with different words, and they found it hard to follow.
I can understand that a lot of people might think that because it is – it's the same cadence and the rhythms and a lot of it. But when you have to – I think it's very important to realize if you're thinking that, that this came first. So it's not a ripoff of Hamilton. If anything, Hamilton is a ripoff of In the Heights, and I think you have to give it some credit for that. But also, one of the great things about watching it on HBO Max, which I saw it in theaters – the first movie I've seen in theaters in 15 months.
Nice.
But if you watch it at home on HBO Max, you can turn on the closed captioning, which is great for something like this where the dialogue and the music go by so quickly.
That's a good point. ABC's Jason Nathanson live from Los Angeles. Thanks for joining us and your review of In the Heights. KSL News Time 3:50. Time for a check on traffic. It's an emergency report. We have problems. Here's Ricky Meese.
We have a lot of problems, a lot of crashes, and they're affecting traffic. Right now, we have a closure of Ogden Canyon SR 39 in both directions between the mouth of the canyon and Pineview, and that is due to a serious crash. You want to avoid the area or delay your travel time. Alternates could be Trapper's Loop or the North Ogden Divide. Southbound I-15 in Salt Lake County, slowdown setting in from Murray to about Sandy. From there all the way to Provo, you're looking good. Northbound I-15 in Salt Lake County, a new crash. This is going to be right about 1300 South, so between the I-80-201 interchange and the 6 South exit, and it's over to the left, but adding to delays. Len?
They have a crash. It is I-15 at about 1800 South Burton Lane, blocking center and left lanes. That's slowing your flow right there in Farmington going into Kaysville. Then a little bit further up, you're going to see slowing from Layton up to Hillfield Road and maybe to Antelope Drive. Now, southbound slowing is happening as well. That's from Layton down to Kaysville. And in Weber County, we've got a couple of crashes still, one at 31st Street and the other one at 24th Street. Those are both taking right lanes, and traffic is slow in that area. Also slow southbound from Riverdale, the I-84 split down to Clinton. The Salt Lake City VA is vaccinating all veterans regardless of VA health care eligibility. Walk-ins welcome at the main medical center. American United Federal Credit Union is a proud sponsor of the Salt Lake City VA. Len Thomas, the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. The 7-day forecast now. Here's Grant Wayman.
Extra hot weather's coming soon, so enjoy it. It's cool this morning. Sunshine only 82 degrees today. Tomorrow we're going to jump to 93, the high, and a lot of sunshine. And then here we go, near 100 on Sunday, mostly sunny. And then just get used to that. Sunny skies on Monday, 100, 102 Tuesday in the sunshine, 101 Wednesday, mostly sunny, 100 Thursday, mostly sunny. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now in Salt Lake City, 73 degrees, 3:52.
Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News, only on KSL News Radio.
Warmer weather is here, and Skinny Utah would like to help you shape up for summer by losing 20 pounds in the next 40 days. That's right, 20 pounds in as little as 40 days. That's the Skinny Utah 20-pound promise. They customize every plan because no two bodies are alike. Their proven programs are 100% natural. There's never any prepackaged meals or shakes to buy, and never any dangerous drugs or hormones. We teach you how to eat real food you buy at the store. Take the first step to a healthier you. Schedule your free weight loss strategy session at skinnyutah.com. A $90 value, absolutely free. Skinny Utah has offices in Centerville, Draper, and Orem. And they're extending their couples special, where the second person is half price. Schedule your free weight loss strategy session today at skinnyutah.com. That's skinnyutah.com. At Skinny Utah, you have nothing to lose but the weight.
Hi, Doug Ryden. You've heard me talk about Zero Res and the incredible job of cleaning they do for everyone they've done in our home. But one thing that they've told me over the years, by the time most of us recognize that our carpets are due or other spots in our house are due for their cleaning, we're way past due. They mentioned, you know, if you have a tiled room, look behind the door. That's not a high traffic spot. That can tip you off how dirty the rest of it is in kitchens, under the cabinets. When you rearrange your furniture, you notice it. The bottom line is, it's time right here, right now, for you to call Zero Res. They have a great deal underway right now at Zero Res. $33 per room for your carpets. $33 per room at Zero Res. And by the way, 50% off upholstery cleaning. We've had them clean our upholstery in our home. My mom has too. It's great. Give them a call, 288-ZERO.
Where's your next adventure? How about Cedar City? It's a great time to hit some of the most beautiful trails around. If biking's your thing, enjoy the ride in Three Peaks Recreation Area or Thunderbird Canyons, or dust off your hiking boots for a little exercise. Topped off by stunning views of scenic Kolob Canyons and Cedar City's own Thor's Hideout Trails. Dying to get that side-by-side out of the garage? Cedar City has over 400 miles of designated OHV trails. National Park Adventure is easily found at nearby Bryce and Zion. Hiking, biking, side-by-siding. You'll be hungry for more. Top off your adventure in one of Cedar City's delectable local restaurants. Or browse one of their fun downtown shops. The weather's great, and there's so much to do, see, and eat. All in Cedar City. Book your getaway today at visitcedarcity.com. That's visitcedarcity.com.
Mr. Mac's Father's Day specials are back. Save store-wide on men's suits, shirts, ties, and more. And a reminder, a Mr. Mac gift card always fits. See them at one of their 9 Mr. Mac locations.
We're watching Utah's money. A quiet day on Wall Street, so to speak. The Dow up 13 points. We end the week at 34,479. The S&P gained 8. The NASDAQ picked up 49 points. KSL News Time 356.
Hi, this is Dr. Lewis. Are you struggling with ED and sick of taking pills? Well, we finally have a medical breakthrough that is helping thousands of couples restore normal intimacy. We use the most advanced form of wave therapy, clinically proven to repair blood vessels and increase blood flow. We can now effectively treat the root cause problem of ED. Our technology is science-backed and has been shown by Cambridge University to be highly effective. As a medical doctor, I can say that this technology is the new standard of care.
Thanks, Dr. Lewis. Guys, if you'd like to eliminate your frustrations to intimacy, call Wasatch Medical Clinic right now, and not only will the exam, assessment, and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also give you a gift proven to produce immediate results to intimacy. You're going to love it. This is a $600 value, free to those that call now. 801-901-8000. That's 801-901-8000. Call Wasatch Medical Clinic right now to qualify and put a stop to your ED. 801-901-8000.
Struggling with ED, sick of pills? Visit WasatchMedicalClinic.com for an incredible free offer.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.